Welcome back to RSN Central. David Gately, he is on holidays, I think, Gator. So we've got a couple of replacements for the great man. And we'll take your questions as well heading into Moonee Valley on Saturday, 0416 90 50 52, 0416 90 50 52. Send your questions in. And we've got the two assistant coaches in a way today, but they're stepping up. Nicholas Quinn, hello to you.
Hello, Gareth. We're certainly stroking Gator's ego. He's taking a week off and we need two of us to replace him, but hopefully Dicko and I can team up to find a few winners.
And they've been in good form too, Quinny and Jack Dickens. Thanks for the mailbag. G'day, Dicko.
G'day, boys. How are we?
I'm very well. Moonee Valley on Saturday. Are you looking forward to it? I'll start off with you, Quinny. You confident?
Very confident. I think punters will need to shoot relatively straight throughout the course of the day. There do look to be a few of the races where those at the pointy end of the market will hopefully dominate. Have found one at double figure odds. I think we can play at this early stage, but it does look on paper, and sometimes this can end in feast, sometimes in famine, but on paper it looks a good punting day.
What's your favourite ground? Is it Flemington? Is it Caulfield? Or do you don't mind turning up to the Valley on a Saturday afternoon, Dicko?
I prefer the Valley on a Saturday to a Friday, but Flemington's easily the favourite place to play, no doubt.
All right, then. What about who's the first horse you're picking this week as your best bet, Quinny?
Race 3, number 5, Dyquan Sweet Jr., a former Kiwi who's won 3 on the bounce since coming to Australia. I think the OTI team have done really well getting this horse across. And for mine, has won 3 in a row and done it very stylish, but potentially hasn't even stepped up to the pet distance. We'll finally see that on Saturday, jumping from the 2,000 metres to the 2,500 metres. I think this horse has a lot of upside. We can back him to win a fourth straight race on Saturday and stick with him going forward.
Race 3, number 5 for Quinny at the Valley. What about you, Dicko? Your best?
Race 5, number 2, Yulong Commander. I think he'll start shorter than $2. He'll roll across to the front. I reckon it'll be pretty hard to catch horses that lead with ability over the shorter trips on Saturday.
All right, then. So race 5, number 2. Race 3, number 5. What was the long division race, the most difficult race for you to work out this weekend, Quinny?
For mine, the race that I thought was the most challenging was race number 6 on the program, the first leg of the quaddy. So I can't wait to hear Dino break it down tomorrow morning. But for mine, just a couple of question marks around runners at the top of the market, which let me settle in on one at double figure odds. But Maramenko, the Hawks runner resuming on Saturday, showed plenty of ability last preparation, but I dare say steps up in grade and first up here. You've got Alberg, just a model of consistency, but one win from 27 career starts. So I just think there's a bit of a knock on some of those at the pointy end of the market, and I do think it's one of those races, if you ran 5 times, you could have 5 different winners.
Which way did you go then?
I've gone the toppy deep dive.
All right, then. Did you find that race difficult, or was it a little bit easy for you, Dicko, race 6 at the Valley?
I actually completely agree that the majority of these runners have one big performance in their career, in their recent history, which I don't like. You don't want to trust that one peak run. You want to sort of see a base you can trust. I reckon that race is really, really hard, and I just wouldn't bet at all.
Right,
I thought the other race that was really difficult was the two-year-old. So you've got those two okay horses, that Geelong race that Eros comes out of, well back. It looks like a pretty fast race, and it's going to lead. So I can see it really hard to beat. But then you've got the Aussie Curse Silks, which just wins everything. That trialled really well. It's had 3 good trials. And then there's a good horse, Sumatra, that did really tidy, nice work up in Sydney in the good trials to watch on to the eye, because you can actually see them. I think those 3 sort of control that race, but just very, very great.
Aussie Kerr, where is his colours in race 2?
On number 2.
Okay. Has he changed his colours? Are they his colours? I thought his colours were a little bit different. I thought he had the Coolangatta colours. I might be wrong. I'll have to chase
him. I might be wrong.
Yep.
Well, no, you're certainly right, Dicko, that he's the number one owner in the horse.
There you go. Well, you are right then, Dicko. Counting the headlights at $4.80. So that's race 2 that Dicko finds that it is the toughest race to work out. Quinny with race number 6. What about the D-Day horse, the horse that you would love to have a quiet chat to, Dicko, that's running out of chances? Like race. Sometimes when you have to go to a few of your counterparts like Shane Curley, that you just have to pull him aside and say, mate, too many beers at night. We need you to knuckle down and get the job done.
Oh, I want to have a big chat, a really big chat to Curran. It's in race 8, number 1.
Yep. What would you say to him?
What are you doing? Do you want to run 1,200 or your 1,000 metre horse? Are you going to run here? You know, you're drawn in a car park. Where are you going to lob and run? What's the plan? Is there a plan?
Who are you anymore?
Yeah, you won dominantly first up over 9.55 at the Valley. now with 1,200 back to the Valley. It makes no sense to me. I think you're a 1,000-metre horse. But if you run, you choose to run, there's no more excuses.
Well, you picked him up in the rookie draft, and he's done pretty well. I think he only cost you $600.
Full credit to those that did that, 100%.
Quinny, here's your D-Day horse.
That really annoys me when I have a rant about losing money on a horse on the punt, and someone goes, yeah, you'd love to own them, and I'll say, but I don't own them. Yes. That's no solace to me. That's no consolation.
That's a good point you make.
Now, my D-Day horse, we're going to the last, Maria Mia. Now, she's been racing really well, but the negative is just the one win from her past 16 career starts. I think she gets her chance here. She showed plenty of early toe at Sandown last start, and we know it can be a very long straight there at the hillside for those leaders. She stuck on tenaciously when she looked under siege at the 200-metre mark. But as Dicko alluded to, I think a lot of the runners over the shorter trip distance races on Saturday that will be up on speed will get their chance. She certainly falls into that bracket. Weight relief as well. I think she's an each-way play here, and I'm hoping she can get the job done. But Maria Mia, it's a little bit of now or never for her.
Okay, what about the highlight for you, Quinny?
The highlight for me is a race that Dicko just gave a little tease to. I think it's race number 8 on the program because we've got Curran. He's been a terrific horse, but it's a mini D-Day for him. He has been racing well in tougher grade and has been a little bit all over the shop this preparation, but gets back to the Valley and he's gone to the Valley once for one victory, so that's a tick. We see in the boat a horse chasing a fourth straight victory, another one that should be up on speed, so if it's no disadvantage to lead at the Valley on Saturday, I think In the Boat gets another tick. And the stablemate to In the Boat, Sacred Palace, unfortunately bit the dust at a short quote last start, but second up here and has been racing well previously in similar grades. So there's three quality runners that I think we can stick with potentially going forward. They all meet in race number 8. And I think after this race, it will really shape our opinion of at least two of the runners, the Lindsay Smith horses, and we'll know exactly where we stand with Curran as well.
Yep. All right then. Dicko, what's your highlight at Moonee Valley on a Saturday afternoon?
Well, I'm keen to see how race 9, number 6, Kabira goes. It's probably going to get back worse at midfield and need a swoop, but sometimes if you guys will attest, by race 9 on a Saturday at the Valley, they can start to run on. I think this horse has a bit of upside, more so than a lot of them there on Saturday.
So race 9, number 6, Kabira. Now, it's 11:29. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll come back with your questions. You've got a question for Dicko and also Quinny. 0416 90 50 52. 0416 90 50 52 is the number to text us on. Gareth Hall, Jack Dickens, Nick Quinn with you here on RSN Central's game plan ahead of another big weekend of racing. Welcome back to RSN Central. David Gately, he is on holidays, I think, Gator. So we've got a couple of replacements for the great man. And we'll take your questions as well heading into Moonee Valley on Saturday, 0416 90 50 52. 0416 90 50 52. Send your questions in. And we've got the two assistant coaches in a way today, but they're stepping up. Nicholas Quinn, hello to you.
Hello, Gareth. We're certainly stroking Gator's ego. He's taking a week off and we need two of us to replace him, but hopefully Dicko and I can team up to find a few winners.
And they've been in good form too, Quinny and Jack Dickens. Thanks for the mail, babe. G'day, Dicko.
G'day, boys. How are we?
I'm very well. Moonee Valley on Saturday. You're looking forward to it. I'll start off with you, Quinny. You confident?
Very confident. I think punters will need to shoot relatively straight throughout the course of the day. There do look to be a few of the races where those at the pointy end of the market will hopefully dominate. Have found one at double figure odds. I think we can play at this early stage, but it does look on paper, and sometimes this can end in feast, sometimes in famine, but on paper it looks a good punting day.
What's your favourite ground? Is it Flemington? Is it Caulfield? Or do you don't mind turning up to the Valley on a Saturday afternoon, Dicko?
I prefer the Valley on a Saturday to a Friday, but Flemington's easily the favourite place to play, no doubt.
All right, then. What about who's the first horse you're picking this week as your best bet, Quinny?
Race 3, number 5, Dyquan Sweet Jr., a former Kiwi who's won 3 on the bounce since coming to Australia. I think the OTI team have done really well getting this horse across. And for mine, has won 3 in a row and done it very stylish, but potentially hasn't even stepped up to the pet distance. We'll finally see that on Saturday. Jumping from the 2,000 metres to the 2,500 metres, I think this horse has a lot of upside. We can back him to win a fourth straight race on Saturday and stick with him going forward.
Race 3, number 5 for Quinny at the Valley. What about you, Dicko? Your best?
Race 5, number 2, Yulong Commander. I think he'll start shorter than $2. He'll roll across to the front. I reckon it'll be pretty hard to catch horses that lead with ability over the shorter trips on Saturday.
All right, then. So race 5, number 2. Race 3, number 5. What was the long division race, the most difficult race for you to work out this weekend, Quinny?
For mine, the race that I thought was the most challenging was race number 6 on the program, the first leg of the quaddy. So I can't wait to hear Dino break it down tomorrow morning. But for mine, just a couple of question marks around runners at the top of the market, which let me settle in on one at double figure odds. But Maramenko, the Hawks runner resuming on Saturday, showed plenty of ability last preparation, but I dare say steps up in grade and first up here. You've got Alberg, just a model of consistency, but one win from 27 career starts. So I just think there's a bit of a knock on some of those at the pointy end of the market, and I do think it's one of those races, if you ran 5 times, you could have 5 different winners.
Which way did you go then?
I've gone the Toppy Deep Dive.
All right, then. Did you find that race difficult, or was it a little bit easy for you, Dicko, race 6 at the Valley?
Well, I actually completely agree. The majority of these runners have one big performance in their career, in their recent history, which I don't like. You don't want to trust that one peak run. You want to sort of see a base you can trust. I reckon that race is really, really hard, and I just wouldn't bet at all.
Right,
I thought the other race that was really difficult was the two-year-old. So you've got those two OK horses, that Geelong race that Eros comes out of, well back. It looks like a pretty fast race, and it's going to lead. So I can see it really hard to beat. But then you've got the Aussie Curse Silks, which just wins everything. That trialled really well. It's had 3 good trials. And then there's a good horse, Sumatra, that did really tidy, nice work up in Sydney in the good trials to watch on to the eye, because you can actually see them. I think those 3 sort of control that race, but just very, very grey.
Aussie Kerr, where is his colours in race 2?
On number 2.
Okay. Has he changed his colours? Are they his colours? I thought his colours were a little bit different. I thought he had the Coolangatta colours. I might be wrong. I'll have to chase
him. I might be wrong.
Yep.
Well, no, you're certainly right, Dicko, that he's the number one owner in the horse.
There you go. Well, you are right then, Dicko. Counting the headlights at $4.80. So that's race 2 that Dicko finds that it is the toughest race to work out. Quinny with race number 6. What about the D-Day horse, the horse that you would love to have a quiet chat to, Dicko? That's running out of chances. Like
race.
Sometimes when you have to go to a few of your counterparts like Shane Curley, that you just have to pull him aside and say, mate, too many beers at night. We need you to knuckle down and get the job done.
Oh, I want to have a big chat, a really big chat to Curran. It's in race 8, number 1.
Yep. What would you say to him?
What are you doing? You want to run 1,200? Are you a 1,000-metre horse? Are you going to run here? You know, you're drawing in the car park. Where are you going to lob and run? What's the plan? Is there a plan?
Who are you anymore?
Yeah, you won dominantly first up over 9.55 at the Valley. Now we're 1,200 back to the Valley. It makes no sense to me. I think you're a 1,000-metre horse. But if you run, you choose to run. There's no more excuses.
Well, you picked him up in the rookie draft, and he's done pretty well. I think he only cost you $600.
Full credit to those that did that, 100%.
Quinny, who's your D-Day horse?
That really annoys me when I have a rant about losing money on a horse on the punt and someone goes, yeah, you'd love to own them. And I'll say, but I don't own them. That's no solace to me. That's no consolation.
That's a good point you make.
Now, my D-Day horse, we're going to the last, Maria Mia. Now, she's been racing really well, but the negative is just the one win from her past 16 career starts. I think she gets her chance here. She showed plenty of early toe at Sandown last start, and we know it can be a very long straight there at the hillside for those leaders. She stuck on tenaciously when she looked under siege at the 200-metre mark, but as Dicko alluded to, I think a lot of the runners over the shorter trip distance races on Saturday that will be up on speed will get their chance. She certainly falls into that bracket, weight relief as well. I think she's an each-way play here, and I'm hoping she can get the job done. But Maria Mia, it's a little bit of now or never for her.
Okay, what about the highlight for you, Quinny?
The highlight for me is a race that Dicko just gave a little tease to. I think it's race number 8 on the program because we've got Curran. He's been a terrific horse, but it's a mini D-Day for him. He has been racing well in tougher grade and has been a little bit all over the shop this preparation, but gets back to the Valley and he's gone to the Valley once for one victory, so that's a tick. We see in the boat a horse chasing a fourth straight victory, another one that should be up on speed, so if it's no disadvantage to lead at the Valley on Saturday, I think in the boat gets another tick. And the stablemate in the boat, Sacred Palace, unfortunately bit the dust at a short quote last start, but second up here, here and has been racing well previously in similar grades. So there's three quality runners that I think we can stick with potentially going forward. They all meet in race number 8. And I think after this race, it will really shape our opinion of at least two of the runners, the Lindsay Smith horses, and we'll know exactly where we stand with Curran as well.
Yep. All right then. Dicko, what's your highlight at Moonee Valley on a Saturday afternoon?
Well, I'm keen to see how race 9, number 6, Kabira goes. It's probably going to get back worse at midfield and need a sweep. But sometimes, as you guys will attest, by race 9 on a Saturday at the Valley, they can start to run on. I think this horse has a bit of upside, more so than a lot of them there on Saturday.
So race 9, number 6, Kabira. Now, it's 11:29. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll come back with your questions. You've got a question for Dicko. And also, Quinny, 0416 90 50 52. 0416 90 50 52 is the number to text us on. Gareth Hall, Jack Dickens, Nick Quinn with you here on RSN Central's Game Plan ahead of another big weekend of racing.